Well, good morning. How are all of you this morning? Doing okay? Glad that you are here today. Well, I wondered if you ever in your whole life heard of a guy named St. Francis. Easy now, partner.
Sir.
No falling over backwards in the middle of the children's sermon, okay? All right. Sir Francis Drake is a totally different dude. Just checking, okay? St. Francis lived a long time ago, way back in the 1100s. So what year is it now? 2009. So how many years ago was 1100? Thousands of years. It's just a long time ago. That's how you do it. A long time ago, there was this guy named Francis. Francis was a happy guy. And he was known, believe it or not, to dress in the most wonderful, bright clothes, running around, having a great time. He loved to go to sporting events. So he'd go see, if there had been football games back then, he probably would have gone. But he went to all of the sporting events, and he loved to go out and hear music and play with his friends. He was one happy dude. And then he began to wonder if there wasn't more to life than just dressing in quite beautiful clothes and wearing sparkly tennis shoes. He thought, I wonder if God has something more. Well, one day, while he was walking on the street with his friends, a beggar came up. Do you know what a beggar is? Somebody who doesn't have any money and they don't have any food, and so they'll come up and say, hey brother, can you spare a dime or a dollar? A beggar came up and begged with St. Francis, and he just kind of, he didn't really think too much of it. Gave him a little something. And then as the beggar walked away, Francis felt in his heart moved. And he ran after the beggar. Ran after the beggar and emptied all the money and all the stuff out of his pockets, and he gave it to the beggar. Everything he had. And it felt just right. Well, when he went back to his friends, do you know what they said? What's the matter with you? Are you some kind of fool? What the heck are you doing? What are you thinking? You just gave away all your money. But Francis knew it was right. So over time, Francis found that in order to love God, he needed to give up his stuff. Well, he thought maybe he needed to do more than just give a little bit of stuff. He gave, have a garage sale. He had a big garage sale. He got rid of everything. And pretty soon, he began to realize that for him, maybe not for everyone, but for him, to live in poverty helped him to know God in a new way. So you know what he started wearing? He gave up his red shirt and his sparkly tennis shoes and his wonderful bracelets and his Gucci watch. And this is what he looked like. Brown. Brown! He wore nothing and had nothing more than a brown, rough robe. And he gave up all of his stuff. And he started something called the Franciscan Order, who take what's called a vow of poverty, to own nothing. Can you imagine? No clothes but this? No iPod? Yeah, there's a little kid over there. We'll talk about that. Here, I'm going to put my hand over that. Yes, that's Francis.
I think it's Jesus. He's got holes in
it. Well, do I have to explain art on top of everything else? It is not Jesus. Those are called stigmata. That's what happens when you're not careful with a drill. No, it's a whole different thing. It's a sign of a saint. That's a sign of a saint. It's not Jesus. I got this off of Wikipedia. I know. Okay. Anyway, he gave up everything so that he could know Jesus. The other thing that was really cool about Francis is that by having nothing, he came to love nature. So one of the things Francis is known for is his love of animals. And I'm going to leave you with one last legend. One day he was walking along the road and he saw a flock of birds. And what do you think he did? He didn't feed them. Well, he did kind of. The legend was that he said to his friends, "I must share the word of God." So he went over to the flock of birds and he preached to them. Obviously not a Lutheran. Preached to the birds and they all stayed. They were obviously not Lutheran either. They all sat and listened to St. Francis as he preached this wonderful sermon, and he believed that even God's creatures needed God's words. So, the Feast of St. Francis, Order of the Mendicants, the Vow of Poverty, and really beautiful brown robes. That's St. Francis. So next year, when I ask you, have you ever heard of St. Francis? I bet you'll say, nope. Thank you. You can go back to your places. St. Francis Day.